It's done.
And a slight change in plans. Still kind of waiting here on Carolyn Tolliver Lee. And of course, she's a 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation Dole Caregiver Fellow. I don't know if there's a snafu in some of our scheduling here, but Janet Nichols is here, which is perfect timing. It's Military Spouse Day, I guess, or recognition. Janet Nichols is the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Military Liaison. We welcome you today, Janet. Appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you having me. I wish Carolyn was here because I feel like I was her moral support today. Mm-hmm. But it is Military Spouse Appreciation Day. It is Military Spouse Appreciation Month. It's also Military Caregivers Month, where they kind of dovetail together, I suppose. Military Spouse Appreciation Day traditionally is the Friday before Mother's Day.
And even if she calls in, we'll put her on the air. If she's out there listening or someone's hearing that knows of her or where she might be, she can certainly call in and she can join us that way. But I know we really, as always, we never have trouble talking, Janet.
I don't think
that's an issue at all. But I know that, as we mentioned, it's a special day for military spouses. And I think there's been a lot of recognition locally and a lot of things done that way.
Yeah, we had this week, there was a Military Spouse Appreciation Day lunch. It was put on at K-State at the Beach Museum by the Institute for the Health and Security of Military Families. I've been on the planning committee for that. It was the second one. And so I was really fortunate. I am on the board of that with Brianna Nelson Goff, Dr. Brianna Nelson Goff, I should say. And, you know, it's grown nicely. There's an award that's given to a military-connected spouse who's a K-State student, and then local military spouse. And there were three this year. And I happen to be friends with the two ones who were from the community. Bobby Hanlon works at Division, and when her position as a family readiness support person was discontinued, she continued doing a lot of the same services that she had done on a volunteer basis. She's really active on Fort Riley, and she's a military spouse. She works there. And then Christine Benny, who is extremely active in the community here. I don't even think I know all of the boards Christine's on. She's on my board for the Military Relations Committee. I'm on the AUSA, Association of United States Army Board with her, the Central Kansas Military Community Foundation. She's on the airport board, the Flint Hills Discovery Center board. I mean, she's all over the place. And she's a military caregiver as well. Her husband took ill right around when he retired. And military caregivers are recognized whether it is a battle-related wound or injury, or if they have an illness as well. And
we have talked to Carolyn before, and I know that she has done above and beyond with her spouse, and there's no doubt. And even if you don't have someone who's injured, it's still a tough role. It really is.
Navigating, I mean, at least with the military, to an extent, you do have a support network, and hopefully you've learned to navigate during your time the TRICARE system, the VA system, whatever system you're really working through. But it is a full-time job, and Carolyn's story is so compelling. It's still going on. It's been going on for decades. I mean, she is one of the strongest people I've met, and it's so serendipitous how I met her and the whole Dole Foundation Hidden Heroes recognition. You know, basically, oh, there she is. Hello, Carolyn.
All right, we'll let her walk in and get situated. Go ahead and have a seat, Carolyn, as we continue a little bit. You can get yourself situated. But Janet, we were just talking, Carolyn, as she gets herself prepared to talk a little bit about the importance of military spouses. Interestingly, I don't know that we thought of this when we scheduled it, but it is Military Spouse Day or Week, or I don't know properly which one it is.
Well, Military Caregivers Appreciation Month and Military Spouse Appreciation Month are the same month. They're both May, because I think of Mother's Day.
Very good.
And even though not all military caregivers and all military spouses are female, that's just when it has been. So,
well, Carolyn, we welcome you today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad you could be here. And I know, I guess maybe an update. We have chatted before at some considerable length about your role as 2017 Elizabeth Dole Foundation, the Dole Caregiver Fellow, and what it means. We might remind people again real briefly. And I know you're actually part of a national organization when it comes to this, too.
Yes, the Elizabeth Dole
Foundation. Excuse me. The program is the Hidden Heroes, and the Hidden Heroes makes reference to military and veteran caregivers. I myself am a veteran caregiver and have been for 20 plus years. And what we do as a fellow, since I represent the great state of Kansas, try to connect with other caregivers and to be not only a voice, but also a representative throughout the state to connect with other caregivers and see what their needs are and see how and hear their caregiving stories. Any pressing concerns they may have. When I return to D.C. later this year, that is something that I can mention at our upcoming conference, the National Conference in November. And we try to, for the most part, we try to be a resource and help solve some problems.
We were just talking before you got here, Janet and I were, and even aside from when you have one of your veterans or one of your spouses who's been injured, it's tough just being the
yes.
sole person
right.
to do
and
all this.
With the Hidden Heroes, as with all caregivers, it's for those who are caring for ill, injured, or wounded veterans or warriors. Not every veteran has a caregiver because as a result of war, some of them have become ill while in uniform and could no longer serve. But we as the caregivers, we're continuing to serve.
Well, it sounds like you continue it. What an exciting position you're in, and I'm sure you've already gotten a chance to network a little bit with some of the other Dole caregiver fellows, and it has to be pretty exciting to meet some of these folks.
Yes, yes. As I mentioned to you last time, I went to Washington, I guess it's about 6 months ago or more now, and it was an incredible validation, a support to be in the room with hundreds of caregivers from across the country. That was just awesome, and it was really uplifting to hear their stories and to know some of their challenges and some of their gains, some of their success stories. So yeah, it's very good to band together with other caregivers.
Why don't we go ahead and go to a break? It is now 9:43, and I neglected to mention, if folks do have questions or comments, we always welcome those. We have two fascinating ladies with us today. If you have questions for them, I'm sure they'd be happy to chat with you about it. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN.